Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Another opening of another show.
Well, another up and down and iffy week in the theater world. Two men very involved in that world, David Byrne and Ruben Santiago Hudson, sat down together for a talk on how to get Broadway back up, how to get people back in those seats, and how they think about their own work. Both have shows returning, by the way. Byrne, whose American Utopia is rescheduled for the fall, said, "My challenge is reflecting the world we live in, but also making sure audiences have a good time." Santiago Hudson's one-man piece, Lackawanna Blues, is what he calls a thank you letter to the woman who raised him. He's done it many times, different places, but this adaptation feels different. "I tried to take advantage of this pause to go deeper," he says. Well, I'll be reporting on Lackawanna Blues in a few weeks when the show opens, or as its creator says, "We've got a meeting September 14th. You can watch that conversation, by the way, between the two playmakers via thenewyorker.com. Well, you can say the community is not trying. This week, the Broadway League begins a This Is Broadway campaign that it plans to roll out on screens across the five boroughs, at subway and bus stations and taxis, and on a giant electronic cube in Times Square, but also through social and media, news media platforms. The campaign is aimed primarily at people from the East Coast. It's anchored by a 2.5-minute video featuring snippets of 99 shows, such as A Chorus Line and Hamilton, and it's narrated by Oprah Winfrey. As for how Broadway prospects look, well, Ticketmaster and the like don't reveal sales figures, but my sources say they are not particularly healthy. A few, Hadestown, Music Man, if it ever really opens, are doing okay. But the one I'm seeing Wednesday and the first to open, Passover, well, not so great. I'll report on that production next we speak. All the shows have strict health protocols, but still folks seem hesitant to get up close and personal. By the way, Passover and MTC's Lackawanna Blues are black-themed shows, which may or may not be the result of a document called A New Deal for Broadway. Now, that was developed under the auspices of Black Theater United, established last year as an outgrowth of the anger that many artists felt over police killings. Black Theater United's founding members include celebrated performers like Audra McDonald, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Billy Porter, Wendell Pierce, Norm Lewis, and LaShans. The signatories include the owners and operators of all 41 Broadway theaters, as well as Actors Equity Association, which of course is a labor union representing actors and stage managers. Their pledges are not legally enforceable, but they agreed to hold ourselves and each other accountable for implementing these commitments. Well, we'll see how that goes. Now, around the country for some goings-on, live and or virtual. For those lucky enough to be near or in Sag Harbor, Hitler's Tasters at Guild Hall is coming up September 9th through the 11th. I love this show and reviewed it here a few seasons back. As playwright Michelle Colos Brooks told me, this play is a little show that could. It has chugged along through numerous cities, generated by the great intention and passion of an extraordinary group of women. The investment of this all-female cast and crew has been in part due to the relevance of Hitler's Tasters today, even though it takes place in the 40s. Well, that show is in person with proof of vaccine required. You can get tickets, well, through Ovation Tix, T-I-X, again, at Sag Harbor. If you are near St. Louis, you can experience the Glass Menagerie as Tennessee Williams envisioned it. This was his first hit in 1944. And this production, which opened Thursday at the Tennessee Williams Festival St. Louis, is particularly immersive with a set that stretches from a small stage in the parking lot to the existing maze of metal walkways that cover the side of the building where the playwright lived and worked. "We're using fire escapes that he probably walked on," the director Brian Holfield said in an interview, adding, "It's very humbling and very daunting." Well, It sounds great. Now, for those in Los Angeles venturing to go out and in, the Geffen Playhouse is presenting crossword puzzle constructor David Kwong's The Enigmatist. The Enigmatist. An earlier show that revealed a close affinity between crossword lovers, I'm one of those, and theater aficionados, I'm one of those too. Now, it was virtual. Now it will give theater goers the full in-person experience of Kwong's brain-twisting magic. Again, that's the geffenplayhouse.org. Back in downtown New York, nice reports about Ni Mi Madre, an hour-long piece about understanding and forgiveness within a family. It's playing through September 19th in person and live streamed at Rattlestick Playwrights Theater. That's rattlestick.org. That seems worth checking out. You know, companies like the Rattlestick and performers of all stripes and talents have had so many challenges during this long intermission. Hershey Felder, for example, usually travels the country doing sold-out one-man musical biographies. Well, now he has pivoted to doing things from his home in Florence, Italy. He told me, for 27 years, I spent 48 weeks on the road, hopefully entertaining crowds. While this season and a half has been devastating for so many, finding a way to continue entertaining and keeping the company afloat was integral. Was any of it ever meant to replace real theater? Absolutely not. But the intimacy of the presentation of film, the keyboard, the direct address to the viewing audience, without having to act large to fill a theater, well, it's a wonderful way to share music and stories. And so I will continue to do so. So said Hershey Felder, at least until he gets back on the road again. And by the way, he will soon. I often make note of theatrical obituaries. Well, the most recent was for one Mickey Grant. I did not know her name. In the early 1970s, she became the first woman to write the book, music, and lyrics of a Broadway musical, Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope, a soulful, spirited exploration of Black life. She would also be known for her work on another Broadway musical called Your Arms Too Short to Box with God, and for 7 years on the NBC soap opera, Another World. Well, she died in Manhattan at the age of 92. And that seems a good segue to a moment to pivot to the future generation. One of the best youth companies in the country is called Hawaii Children's Theater. Its current production of Spring Awakening is really a delightful show. It did very well for in-person performances in Hawaii. It's now available for streaming. So go to HCT, Hawaii Children's Theater. And so it goes, Jill. The stage scene, like so many other scenes, remains steadfastly determined and in perpetual limbo.
Well, I'm interested in the limbo thing simply because I am, because my biggest concern is the people who seem to have the hardest time returning to life. What is considered the traditional Broadway audience.
Right.
But the untraditional Broadway audience is ready and raring to go, and they'll go inside. And the survival rate for 0 to 19 is 99.997%, and 20 to 29 is 99.98%, and 30 to 39 is 99.96%, and 40 to 49 is 99.91%. So it just seems like there's a whole lot of, if someone would go to the trouble of opening the doors, there's a whole new generation that could happily be brought in.
I think that's true. People are anxious to go. New Yorkers. I don't think the tourists are ready to necessarily travel. This whole, the whole promotion they're doing about getting back to Broadway, it's really geared to New Yorkers who do tend to go to theater. I don't think it's a good time for tourists to travel to New York. I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not seeing a lot of that. I'm not feeling a lot of that. I'm not hearing a lot of that from those who are producing shows. Whether they're going in their own cities, I happen to be in Los Angeles right now for one more day, and Hamilton has reopened here at the Pantages, got a very strong review. People are showing up for that, and it's inside. You have to prove you're vaccinated, all that stuff. But, Yeah, I think, I don't know what to say. I talk to a lot of people who love theater and are eager to go, but I certainly can't get anybody to come with me on Wednesday to go to the show.
What will be, I think, interesting, because, again, it's all how your information is filtered and what you actually then see with your own eyes. So I will be interested to see when you are down there is, like, whether it's ghost zone or whether, in fact, there is some activity that isn't necessarily, I will never forget during the height of the pandemic when anything that you saw in the news was that everybody was snug in their homes.
Oh yeah,
the traffic in Los Angeles, because you know people don't think about essential workers and how many essential industries there were and how many people were out and about. It's not a concept. Those two wires don't touch. So.
Yeah, I can't wait to go Wednesday to see what it's like. I went and talked about the height of the pandemic. I took myself one day. There happened to be a Black Lives Matter rally in Times Square. And I thought, I'm going to see that. And I want to see what Times Square looked like. It was a ghost town. I mean, obviously, there was not a marquee. There was nothing. That was the height of it. It was so sad and depressing. So I am eager to go. I'm eager to go into the theater, of course, but also to see what it looks like there. If there's activity, are there people waiting in line? Tickets, by the way, are very low priced. I mean, this is your moment, unless you're going to see Springsteen, and I think his is already closed. But by the way, they're full capacity. I asked the producer of Hadestown, because people have been asking me, by the way, are they seating you a few feet, feet apart from each other? No. Apparently they're not. They're going for full capacity. Would that make a difference? I don't know. Will we see that possibly if nothing happens? Will they start saying 6 feet apart seating and masks? They're not doing that yet. I'll be curious to see. And what happens if you go to a theater when there's only 50 people there? Are they going to seat us all up front? Maybe I'm being pessimistic. Maybe I'm going to go on Wednesday and there'll be a full house. But it's not what I'm hearing. So anyway, listen, you're in a place where there's a lot of outdoor activity, and they're trying. I mean, look, there's Shakespeare in the Park, there's Riverside Park, but right now there is still reluctance to go inside. That's why a lot of these theaters are sticking with hybrid. They're doing it in, but they're still offering it on live stream. When that goes away, then we'll know we're going live.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.